Thank you for joining us for Life in Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Because I'm the tax man. Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
And one man who wishes he was on the golf course but will be in the law firm of Harvell & Collins later today is Andrew Foster, a.k.a. the tax man. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
I bet you wish you were on a golf course.
Looks like a nice day for some golf.
Yeah. Weekend's going to be nice, too, though.
That's true.
But you work weekends, too. You know, whatever the job requires.
Exactly.
Life and taxes, they never end. Life does, but taxes don't. What do you got before you there, Andrew? You got a whole sheet of stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a little bit of a podcast junkie, Mike.
Sure.
Love to listen to them. And I stumbled upon this podcast called The Murdoch Murders.
Oh, yeah.
In South Carolina.
Bizarre.
It is a wild and sordid tale. And I was listening to it, you know, over the last couple weeks, and I came across an episode called What Happened to Gloria Satterfield. And so I wanted to bring this to the reader's attention, the listener's attention, because it just was one of those unbelievable tales that involved an estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just jaw hit the floor when I was listening to this because of all the failures that happened in this particular regard relative to Mrs. Satterfield's estate.
Now, Murdoch was an attorney.
Yes.
Correct.
So,
from a long line of attorneys.
Yeah, I think that's the best place to start, Mike, is let's talk about the players in this particular saga. And the Murdoch story goes in so many different directions. A lot of deaths, a lot of money. A lot of corruption is the best way to describe it. But I'm focusing just solely on this Gloria Satterfield story because it's just not 15 minutes can't do this justice. It would take, you know, 15 hours in order to get the true story out. But the bottom line is we've got Gloria Satterfield, who is the longtime housekeeper for the Murdochs, and her two sons are Tony and Brian. We have Alex Murdoch, who is the family patriarch, is the best way to describe him. Corey Fleming, who happens to be Alex's roommate in college and a fellow attorney, who is very interconnected with the Murdoch family. Mm-hmm. And we have Chad Westendorf, who is a representative president for Palmetto State Bank. And these are the players in this particular saga. So we'll see how they come into play as we go through it. So on February 2nd, 2018, we had Gloria Satterfield. She actually fell in the Murdoch household. Okay. And in February 26th, which is, you know, just a few weeks later, she unfortunately dies due to the head injury that she suffered during this particular fall. During the funeral, Alex goes up to Tony and Brian, who are Gloria's children, and says, "Hey, I'm going to take you guys to see a lawyer. Your mom fell in my house, and it was because of the dogs that we have. They tripped her, and she fell down the stairs, and that's what caused her injury. So I'm going to take you to see a lawyer. He's going to file a wrongful death action against me, and I am going to admit fault.
Wow.
And we'll turn it over to my insurance carriers, and you guys are going to get paid out some money for your mom's death." And they said, "Well, you know, that sounds like a good idea because, you know, if this is all going to work, then that's fine." He said, "Keep this on the down low. You know, don't want to bring up that I'm doing all this behind the scenes work. But you know, that's what we're going to do." So what does he do? He takes him to see Corey Fleming, who Corey Fleming again is Alex's college roommate.
Buddy.
So Corey says, "Oh, this is good. You know, let's go ahead and get you signed up. We got to get the estate opened." So Tony, who is one of Gloria's children, is the personal representative for the estate. So we've talked about that before. They go by many names, executor, administrator, personal representative. In South Carolina, they're personal representatives is the way they phrase them. So Tony, as PR, hires Corey to file this wrongful death action. So what they do is they make a demand against Alec Murdoch and say, you know, "You caused the death of my mom, Gloria Satterfield." And lo and behold, you know, after many months, they go to mediation and they reach a settlement in the amount of $4.3 million.
Wow.
$4.3 million for the wrongful death of Gloria Satterfield. Bear in mind, this is all insurance companies are paying out this money. So it's not coming out of Alex Murdoch's pocket individually. It's the insurance companies who are writing the checks. Just before the settlement goes final, Corey goes to Tony and says, "Hey, by the way, this is going to get complicated. There's going to be a lot of money that's going to be involved in this particular matter. You know, I really think that you probably should resign as personal representative of your mother's estate, and let's appoint Chad Westendorf, who is a local banker who can, you know, is familiar with these types of situations and can make sure that, you know, you and your brother are taken care of relative to this settlement. So Tony resigns, Chad is appointed the personal representative, and then at that point in time, Corey didn't have to communicate with Gloria's kids anymore. He could just go straight through with Chad Westendorf. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds good so far.
Sounds good so far. So you know, Corey's done a great job, hasn't he? He's got a $4.3 million settlement for, you know, the estate. Well, lo and behold, the money gets paid in, and they go before a judge, and the judge, you know, looks at the settlement and has got to approve the settlement in this particular regard. The lawyer fees are about $1.5 million. That's pretty typical in one of these types of cases because you're looking at, you know, usually a third to 40% contingency fee on a wrongful death action. What that means is that the lawyer gets paid a percentage, because they don't have to, the person doesn't have to come out of pocket relative to this representation. It just, they get paid at the end depending on what the recovery is. If this recovery is zero, you get zero. In this case, it was 4.3, you get $1.5 million. Yeah. So therefore, there's $2.7 million that's going to go to the estate, which then presumably would go to
the boys,
Tony and Brian.
Yeah.
All right. So
here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So the money goes to Corey. Corey, of course, writes himself a check for $1.5 million.
That's easy.
He then sends $2.7 million to
Westendorf.
He communicates with Westendorf, and this happens a lot where the attorney is saying, okay, client, I'm going to dictate where these funds go. And he sends the money to a company that purportedly would do what's called a structured settlement. So a structured settlement is basically where you take this $2.7 million that you got and you buy an annuity. Mm-hmm. And the purpose for that is to protect the beneficiary so they get an income stream off
guaranteed
of the money.
Stream.
Guaranteed income stream off the money. They don't get all this money at one time. Brian had some special needs that were involved. There's some tax issues, obviously, that come up with these types of issues. So they ultimately send the money to, you know, a company that's supposedly going to do a structured settlement. The issue is that this company is called Forge Consulting LLC. The check was made out to just Forge, the name Forge.
Yeah.
And that's where the money went. And it was sent to a post office box in Hampton, South Carolina. Forge Consulting LLC is out of Atlanta. So lo and behold, $2.7 million goes to purportedly to get a structured settlement. In court documents that were filed just this past week, Mike, it turns out that Forge was Alex Murdoch.
No.
Doing business as Forge.
DBA Forge.
Now bear in mind.
It's a Forge check.
Bear in mind, Alex Murdoch was the defendant. The defendant. The one who paid the money. Now, yes, insurance paid it, but the one who paid the money that was supposed to go to the estate. So here we go. We got $2.7 million being paid to Forge, who happens to be Alex Murdoch.
Alex Murdoch.
So the boys got a fat
zip.
Zip, zero, nada. Now, this is where literally when I'm hearing all this, I'm just, my jaw hits the floor for so many reasons. I mean, here we are, we've got, you know, a situation where a child is a personal representative, which is a very common occurrence, which you get him out of the way, you get Chad Westendorf in, and lo and behold, he seems to be a straw man, you know?
Sure he is.
For purposes of this fraud that took place.
But doesn't the court see through that? I mean, it's early and I mean, this is going to go on in the courts, but we're talking about this. It seems pretty. I mean, our listeners can probably connect the dots on this one. Something's not right.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So here's kind of where we stand. So that's the story. That's what happened.
Okay.
Court documents have been filed. Well, lo and behold, Tony and Brian hired a lawyer. I guess a real lawyer this time that could represent their interests. And they filed a lawsuit against Alex and Corey and Chad Westendorf, Palmetto State Bank, Alex Murdoch's law firm. I mean, they named everybody, which you need to do. And Corey Fleming has already come out and has returned his $1.5 million attorney fee, returned it to the boys and the estate. Mm-hmm. His malpractice carrier has paid out full limits on the policy relative to this claim, which is somewhere in the just over $1 million from what I understand relative to his malpractice carrier. Alex Murdoch has been suspended from the practice of law from the South Carolina State Supreme Court.
Disbarred or just a timeout?
Suspended. Yeah, there'll be a hearing on relative to future disbarment proceedings.
Right.
Corey Fleming just a couple days ago got his nice little suspension from the South Carolina Supreme Court, so he's no longer allowed to practice law under South Carolina law. And he claims to have been duped by Alex Murdoch.
Right.
You know, he says, look, I was involved in the situation. I made some mistakes, but I got them a $4.3 million settlement and I didn't know that $2.7 million was not going to go to
Forge Consulting
LLC for the benefit of Tony and Brian. He said he just claims to not know that Forge.
That's a pretty big mistake. It's a different state.
Big mistake. Yeah, big mistake
it's
there.
Like they're next door to one another.
And the question is, can you connect the dots relative to Corey and Alex, potential conspiracy, theory?
So does this thing move into, out of the civil courts and into the criminal
there
courts?
There you go. Good question. So you've got a situation now where Alec Murdoch has not been arrested for this particular crime. Now he has been arrested for some other stuff, but this particular crime of embezzlement or
obtaining property
by false pretense, whatever you want to call the crime itself, he has not been arrested. But Mike, this literally just got filed in South Carolina court this past week. It is unbelievable.
You can't make up this stuff.
This is going to be a movie.
It is. Yeah, no kidding. We should write the movie, Andrew. Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster. If you'd like to reach out to Andrew, call 726-9050. You can go online to harvellandcollins.com. Thanks, Andrew.